Good afternoon. This is James Franklin from the National Hurricane Center with a 3 p.m. update on Hurricane Irene. Irene is a large Category 2 hurricane heading for the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Maximum sustained winds are now 100 miles per hour. It has weakened somewhat during the day today. We don't expect a lot of change in the intensity as Irene moves towards the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Hurricane warnings are in effect for the coast of North Carolina all the way to Sandy Hook, New Jersey, with hurricane watches in effect north of there to the Merrimack River in New England. The outer rain bands, you can see, are now approaching the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and tropical storm force winds will be beginning there very, very soon. Hurricane force winds will be arriving in the warning area overnight. Another 24 hours' time, Irene will be bypassing North Carolina and beginning to head up the coast of the mid-Atlantic states towards the New York area and into southern New England. We do expect some weakening to begin after it moves past North Carolina. The weakening today is helpful in that we now expect Irene to be likely a minimal hurricane, 65 knots, 75 miles per hour, as it gets into this area. But it's a very large storm. It's going to affect a large area. We don't expect really rapid weakening. The wind field will affect very large areas. Tropical storm force winds extend 300 miles from the center, and because of the speed of the storm, some areas will be experiencing tropical storm force winds for nearly a day. Hurricane force winds extend out 90 miles from the center, and some areas will experience hurricane force winds for perhaps 6 to 10 hours. So this is going to be a slow, painful event as it moves past these areas over the next couple of days. In terms of the specific hazards, we're looking at 6 to 11 feet of storm surge here in the Outer Banks. Lesser amounts as you come up here, perhaps 3 to 6 feet along the Jersey Shore. That would be on Sunday. Rain, another big hazard with this hurricane. This area has had a lot of rain over the last couple of weeks, and perhaps up to 15 inches will be expected from Irene. The grounds are saturated, and even tropical storm force winds can topple trees and cause a lot of problems with power lines over a widespread area. All residents from the Carolinas northward are urged to follow the advice of their local officials for preparedness actions and potential evacuations. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center. This has been the 3 p.m. update on Hurricane Irene.